Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, August 25th. Take command today. Yeah, double-check the details and be certain of your facts, and then ask for what you want today. The sun trines powerful Pluto just after 10 p.m., and this welcome energy of transformation is at your disposal today and tonight. This is an excellent day for surgery and all medical healing practices. Pluto is also a detective who gets to the bottom of a problem or situation. So this is a very good day to put your ideas and needs out on the table. One quick quack. The moon opposite Mercury retrograde lines up at 7:04 p.m. Say little then, and then rock on. If your birthday is this week, August 22nd through the 28th, you're in one of the most powerful healing times in your life, Virgo. Pluto is now trine your sun in your new solar return. This is a once-in-a-lifetime event that urges you to claim your mantle and to get on the path of the destiny you desire. No shortcuts will work, but the changes you make this year can give you lifetime benefit. People will help you. You have the same three planets in Libra, Venus, Mars, Saturn, as last week. And you also have the same positive energy around relationships of all kinds. Pick out something fun to wear to celebrate your birthday, Virgo. This is a good year, too, to begin a new craft or study and to put your artistic side out front and center. Experiment. Check out new ideas, places, and opportunities in the months ahead. What you are seeking is to be found if you look. Times have changed. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Good morning. This is Dr. Casey Crisp sitting in for Bonnie Colleen on Seeing Beyond. I didn't get any music to introduce me after Skywatch. How does it get any better than that? So this is Dr. Casey Crisp talking about access consciousness and what else might be possible in your life and how much fun can we have this morning. So today my topic is going to be change. You know, I just arrived in from Costa Rica last night and I got off the plane and I walked outside from the air-conditioned terminal at 10 o'clock at night at San Francisco Airport, and it felt like a room where the windows had been shut all day with the sun beaming in and somebody somehow forgot to turn off the air conditioning. So if you're wondering if change is actually happening, if it's as hot as that at 10 o'clock at night in San Francisco, man, things must be happening because it just doesn't happen like that. So how does it get any better than this? So this is Dr. Casey Crisp. I do Access Consciousness. If you'd like more about anything that I'll be talking about this morning, give me a call, 415-302-0163, 415-302-0163. I'm also inviting you to call in during this entire hour with a question, please, not a story, but if you have a question about how the tools of Access Consciousness might work to facilitate you in dealing with change better, not just hot weather, I'd love to hear from you. The phone number here at the station is 415-543-8255. That's 415-543-8255. And I'd love to hear from you with any question you might have. How does it get any better than that? So the first tool in dealing with change is the Access Mantra, which is all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. So notice this is a mantra, not an affirmation. One of the things I'm going to be talking about today is to ask you to reflect back on what you may have tried to create change in your life that may not necessarily have worked. One of those things might be an affirmation. And the thing about affirmations is that affirmations have a judgment in them. And as soon as you have a judgment, you're stepping right into polarity and stepping out of oneness. When you're in oneness, you're willing to receive anything without judgment. And that creates a situation where no one can control you. And whatever happens, you're in charge of your response and you're in charge of what happens for you. So again, the mantra of access is all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. The first tool in dealing with change. So what have you tried in dealing with change that hasn't worked yet? Maybe you're a light worker, as the speaker mentioned just before the break. Maybe you're doing shamanism, crystals, you know, and I love all that kind of stuff. I've got this little altar in my house, and it's got a little statue of Brazilian goddesses and crystals, and I love the smell of sage and all of that kind of thing. It's all cool, fun, groovy, and all of that, but what kind of change has that actually created in your life? And what kind of change would you like in your life that you have not yet been able to accomplish? That's my question for you. I do access consciousness, as I've mentioned. And the thing about access consciousness is it's totally not airy-fairy. It is totally practical tools that really work. So if you'd like to change some part of your life, if there's some part of your life that's not working, you might consider adding access consciousness to your life and see what might be possible that you never dreamt was possible before. As I mentioned, I just flew in last night and I was watching a documentary on the plane that showed a history of the whole hippie movement. Now, I never spent any time on the streets in Haight-Ashbury in the Summer of Love, and I've never dropped acid, but this was a retrospective over more than 40 years, and it was really quite interesting. And in watching it, I never really took a retrospective look at the hippie culture, but they sort of pulled out the salient points, the themes that people were asking for. And it talked about how before the hippies came along, how regimented America was. We had a president who was a 5-star general, Eisenhower, and the theme of the 50s was complete regimentation, and how there was tremendous prosperity, but everything that the hippies were talking about was asking for something different than that. And I realized I really agree with most of those things they were trying to accomplish, and probably most of the listeners to Seeing Beyond do as well. They were talking about being more in connection with nature, being less materialistic, looking for something beyond this physical world, something that was spiritual or consciousness or metaphysical, something more than that. They were talking about cooperation instead of competition. Now, I never sat on the street and had dirty hair or definitely never had a beard or didn't wear too many bell-bottoms and never dropped acid, as I said, but those values were something that was really something that personally I hold until this day. And then it showed pictures of things and it showed how none of that actually worked. The Haight-Ashbury scene fell apart in short order. Then people moved back to nature and then the communes fell apart in short order. And none of that actually worked. And the narrators were concluding that movement had failed. And I looked at it from the point of view of consciousness and I realized that while the values of the hippies were things that we might even espouse today, in fact, they even said that one of the things that came out of the hippie movement was Earth Day, which continues today, unabated. What would it take for us really to care for the Earth? And another thing that came out of it was empowerment through computers, with the example of Steve Jobs. So how does it get any better than that? So I looked at all the things that were tried in the 60s and the 70s to achieve something different, to step out of the very lockstep, regimented world that existed in the 50s, everything that we think is valuable in this reality. And I totally agreed with it. And when I looked at what they were doing, I realized that the missing element was actually consciousness. Because no matter how good the ideals were, free love or back to nature or cooperation, they were always being implemented by human beings. And as soon as we get human beings attempting to work together, all of our stuff comes up. And so no matter how grand and glorious and wonderful the experiment, it's always going to go awry unless we add this missing component, which is consciousness. And from my point of view, having done access now for 9 years, that element of consciousness is the the WD-40, the oil that can lubricate the interactions that we have with our fellow human beings and make things work in a totally different way. So consciousness really is something that can change the planet. And as I mentioned, Access has really practical tools that work to create this consciousness. So if changing the world appeals to you, if making the things that the hippies were talking about, really the cooperation, the in-tuneness with nature, the non-materialism, the consciousness expansion, if all of those things still sound good to you and you're wondering how it might be possible to accomplish those on the planet now, then you might want to check out Access Consciousness. We have a website. It's www.accessconsciousness.com. And I will be offering some beginning classes in Access Consciousness. The first class is something called The Bars. It's a one-day class. I'm offering that on September 6th, which is the Monday of Labor Day. Now, what The Bars does is it's a very gentle touch on your head that, simply put, really can change your life. We say the worst thing that can happen when you have your bars done is you feel like you had a great massage. And the best thing that can happen is your entire life can change. And that's a huge tool to facilitate us in dealing with change. And I'm going to be talking throughout this hour in ways we can deal with change. If you have a question about how change is showing up in your life and what a new way of dealing with it might be, give me a call here at KEST. That's 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. I'd love to hear from you and tweak your universe a little bit. So as I mentioned, Access Consciousness is practical tools that you can use to make change easy and fun for you. Now, it's kind of a normal state for a lot of us to fear change, which isn't a really valuable place for us to live from, have you noticed? Because change is actually accelerating. I just got back from Costa Rica, and Costa Rica, when you landed, you used to have to stand in line for about an hour if your plane was at the end of the queue to go through customs. And here's this country where people live on $300 a month, and between the last time I was there 10 months ago and now, they had built this huge new customs and immigration facility with this bank of 20 people to process you, and you went through immigration in 5 minutes flat. So if a little tiny country like that can create that much change so quickly, there's another good sign, besides the weather in San Francisco, that times they are changing, and it would behoove us to learn how to deal with them with ease, because I don't think the change is going to go away. One of the sources of our fear of change comes from our bodies, because for children, change is natural. You know, they're always growing, they're always getting stronger, they're always getting bigger, and they see that as good. But once we hit adolescence, then change becomes something that we fight. So even if we as a being say, hey, yes, I'm going to change this, our bodies tend to dig their heels in and fight against the change, because the only change that tends to happen after adolescence is the change of death. And our bodies don't want to die. Our bodies would like to go on living for hundreds of years, which incidentally is another change that can come to you with Access Consciousness. Once you start doing Access, your body tends to look exactly the age it was when you started doing Access, no matter how long you do Access for. So it's kind of a magical potion you can go through. So if not changing in that way appeals to you, or the change of having the change of not changing with age appeals to you, then you might want to check it out. So it's actually quite necessary that we start to change, because in case you haven't noticed, we've been using up the resources of the earth at a rapid rate, and when it's gone, it's gone. And I used to live in Oregon, and there was always this tension between the loggers and the environmentalists, and the loggers were, cut down more trees, and they totally came from a mentality of there was always another ridge of new growth forest on the other side of this ridge, and beyond that ridge there was another ridge, and beyond that ridge there was another ridge. And they were adamantly denying the fact that, you know, you come to the Pacific Ocean and there ain't no more trees. Or as one of my patients who was in her 70s said, you know, when high-top, high-button shoes went out of fashion, the people who made those button hooks, To do the high-top shoes had to find a new line of work, didn't they? This is Dr. Casey Crisp, sitting in for Bonnie Colleen on Seeing Beyond, and it's time for us to have a station break. I'll be back in a moment.
Can you imagine celebrating International Angel Day with Doreen Virtue herself? In this inspirational all-day session in San Francisco, Doreen will give audience angel readings and help you awaken your natural psychic and healing abilities. She'll renew your faith with true stories of miraculous healings. Later, Doreen will conclude the event with a powerful angel therapy healing session. Celebrate your angels with Doreen Virtue at this special one-day event in September. For tickets, visit angeltherapy.com.
This is Bonnie Colleen. Yes, isn't it exciting? Doreen Virtue coming to San Francisco September 12th. And in honor of International Angel Day, want tickets? I hope you do. I'll be there. I'd love meeting you. So all you need to do, we're making it so simple. Go to our Seeing Beyond webpage. You'll see a lovely picture of Doreen Virtue. Click on that. It takes you right over to the page on the Hay House site where you can buy your tickets.
Starting Thursday evening at East West Bookstore, you can learn to get control of our out-of-control workday with author and productivity expert Michael Linenberger. Famous tarot master James Wanless will show you how to create and manifest your visions and dreams on Friday. And on Saturday night, you can enjoy a healing soul journey with channeled music of didgeridoo artist Paradiso and singing bowl artist Rasamayi. The whole summer calendar is at eastwest.com.
Good morning, this is Dr. Casey Crisp, sitting in for Bonnie Colleen on Seeing Beyond, and my theme for today is change. I'd love to hear from you if you'd like to find out how the tools of Access Consciousness can assist you in dealing with change with ease, joy, and glory. The phone number here at the station is 543-8255. That's in the 415 area code, 543-8255. So I've talked about how we fear change because our bodies don't like to change after adolescence. But change is afoot. Change is happening everywhere. I had a conversation with a client yesterday. Now, this particular client works as a home health assistant, which is a job in which change is constant because usually she gets hired to take care of people who are in their last stages of life. And so her clients, through no fault of her own, have a high mortality rate. And so there's a lot of change built into her job. And I was talking to her and she said, oh, I've just had enough of this change. So how well is that attitude going to serve her in dealing with her job? Remember, it's our points of view that create our reality, not the other way around. We tend to look at what's happening around us, draw some conclusions, make some judgments about it, make some decisions about it, and think that's the way the world is, period. But as soon as we think, boom, that's the way the world is, then the world can only show up that way for us. So her point of view that change was detrimental and to be resisted and she'd had more than enough of it already, is that going to make her life easier or more difficult? One of the ways of dealing with change, I did say I would give you some tools to deal with change. A great way to deal with change is to ask questions. One question is, how does it get any better than this? Now that's a multi-purpose question. When something great happens, or when something bad happens, of course you want to say, how does it get any better than this? So this person I was talking to had just lost her job yet again. And she could certainly ask, how does it get any better than this? And when something great happens, you can also say, how does it get any better than this? Because when something great happens, you don't want it to stop. You want it to keep going. So in case there's anybody out there who would like to change their financial situation, you can use this tool for that. What if every single time you received even a dime, you said, wow, how does it get any better than this? There's a classic story in Access of a woman who actually found a dime. She was coming out of a workshop in New York City, and she looked down as she exited the workshop room and found a dime. And she picked it up and said, wow, how does it get any better than this? She took the elevator downstairs, stepped off the curb, and looked down, and there was a $10 bill. So she stuck her hand out and waved a taxi. The taxi delivered her to the front of her apartment building rather than the back of the apartment building where she would have gone if she'd taken the subway home. As she got out of the taxi, she looked down.